Hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as the 2020-2021 CISFA President.
And I'm Dana Yarbrough, Dennis's fellow employee at Los Angeles Mission College.
What's Brewing, CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time.
So, let's start the show. And welcome to another episode of What's Brewing, CISFA. Let's start this show with our first cup.
All right, Dana.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready?
Man, let's do this, Dennis.
Yes.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
We'll find out, I guess, really. This is called fast recording, everybody. got to squeeze this all in. So as we label the show, you'll see in our notes when you download it from your favorite podcast provider, the calm before the conference.
Man, yes.
Yeah, so it's, you know, we're right now in the middle of the all financial aid directors training, which the state chancellor's office runs with. It's free. This year, more than just financial aid directors at the community colleges were invited because, again, it was a online platform. We can accommodate that. So they have the morning, and then they'll wrap up right around noon. And then come 1 o'clock, the real CISFA conference starts.
Man, do you have like a countdown clock?
I really should. What I have to do is I have to move some equipment around here. I'll usually put my iPad in its special little arm that hangs off the desk and run the clock.
Uh-huh.
Because come 1 o'clock, I have to be ready. Because I'll do some opening remarks for the whole conference. You know, I want to thank our sponsors, thank the committee, thank our technical superstars from the FCCC. You know what that stands for?
FCCC.
Yeah.
FCCC.
It's Foundation for the California Community Colleges.
So
have a foundation, you know, that handles our scholarships at campus.
Yes.
Billions of dollars of scholarships we have. Mm-hmm. They have one too at the chancellor's office. So.
Right. Don't they oversee or allocate funds for OSHER?
That's right. The OSHER scholarship set up about 10 years or so ago. The $250 million that all campuses are involved with. Yes, they oversee that scholarship, but they also have a technical team that helps out on a number of things. They do everything from pre-vet different companies who offer software and other products, and then they get what they call like a master service agreement. So like if our college wanted to, say, use company XYZ to do payroll processing or student emails or something like that, they've already like pre-negotiated for us. So they do that. They do technical stuff for conferences because student financial aid isn't the only thing out there. I know we like to think that, but I mean, you know, there's veteran services, EOPS offices, TRIO.
Oh, the world doesn't revolve around us?
It does still. Now it does. You know, all of them only exist because of us. Okay. Let's try to remember that, people.
Okay.
And that's the attitude you should take forward in life. See how that pans out for you.
I feel like if I have that attitude forward in life, I better watch my back.
Yeah, right. But they all have conferences. And in fact, I think it was just veterans and another one that had finished up recently using the same platform we're using for our conference. And so the FCCC people really came through and are helping us with all the technical details. And according to yesterday's checklist from Cameron over at the FCCC, all the minor issues were minor issues yesterday.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah.
So hopefully ours will launch fine at 12. Mm-hmm. I got the opening remarks. One of my pre-recorded sessions on how to be a better presenter. I'll sit in the back on the chat and see what people say, you know, try to answer along the way, you know.
That is so awesome. So what's the head count so far?
We have almost 500 people, which was the limit of the system, registered for both all directors and CISFA. There is some overlap in there, and so it comes out to about 400 and some unique people. I think for our conference, we're probably just at the 300 mark, which is about what we aim for in for an in-person conference. You know, we had figured probably being San Diego this year at this time, we would have had 350 maybe, which makes for a good year.
Right.
So, you know, it's hard to know what expectations was going to be being virtual. Now, I know in talking to Anna Faye, you know, my counterpart over at CASFA, she was the president a year ago and had her conference in the fall of 2019 in person. Or no, well, no, that was the one that she was, you know, came in at out in Riverside. Her conference was virtual this year. I always get these timetables messed up. But her virtual conference was actually larger than what they anticipated for an in-person one. So you never know. And again, we lowered our price and all. That helped.
Right.
So, yeah, you know, we'll be starting up soon. It's a kind of like a two-day event. You know, we'll have this afternoon. We'll have all day tomorrow. We'll do the president's reception tomorrow. You know, people can feel free to, you know, it's at 4:30. Hopefully most people's business day is done. If they want to crack open some kind of libation, that's up to them, you know.
With a pimp cup. With your pimp cup.
Whatever they want to do.
I like that. Any really, libation.
And it only runs till 6. So, you know, what you do after that is all up to you and on your time. I wish I would have had the funding to send everyone a box with something to libate and eat.
What, a little something-something?
Yeah, if I could have just figured out a way to, you know, for the 300 people, send them boxes of, you know, pre-cooked hors d'oeuvres or something. You know, how you get all that stuff.
That'd be so sweet. That'd be nice.
That would have been nice, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or if we could have just taken over, like, you know, in a conference like this, we'd need a football field's worth of space to socially distance 300 people.
Yeah, you would definitely. But you know what? That's not impossible, though. If we had, you know, we had the funds, we could make this happen.
Yeah, well, if you didn't know, CISFA, CISFA is a definite a nonprofit. You know what
situation?
Kind of
situation?
Yes. And you know what kind we are? This is the funny part. and I learned this when I was treasurer many years ago for the association. Most you know, nonprofits people think of are what the IRS calls a 501c3, right? You always see that in the bottom of the paperwork when you're giving money to, say, United Way or Red Cross and stuff like that. We apparently are a 6, which is like trade unions and certain other leagues. We literally fall into the same nonprofit category as the National Football League.
Okay.
Except for we have less money. but apparently the whole difference between that and like the regular 501c3 is something about we can do certain types of lobbying or such. Not that we have, again, money for a lobbyist.
Can we tap into private resources?
Well, again, we're a nonprofit, so we can't have profit. The expectation is when we do have, you know, additional funds, like at the end of this conference, it's very possible we're going to have money left over. But all of that money, by either our bylaws or our charter, goes into our scholarship program.
Okay.
And so what that means is, like this year, with anticipation of having more funds, we decided that we would increase our scholarships. So we had gone normally with 2 per region. So that's 10 regions, 20 scholarships at $500 a piece, so $10,000. But there were some lean years that we cut it back to 1 per region. But this year we're back to 2 per region. Plus we still have the Mariana Deakin, It Depends, is the name of the scholarship. It depends, because that was kind of her answer. She worked for the Department of Ed. And you would ask her a question like, do you have to verify assets for all students who are selected for verification? And she'd go, well, it depends. So that's the name of that scholarship. We do that one too. We still got more years on that we'll be doing.
Okay. That's so nice. It's nice that you guys are bringing it back around and that you can have 2 selected candidates.
Yeah, so in fact, I should be getting my email or soon about that whole process. And Dana, as our scholarship coordinator at my campus, I will let you run with that.
Absolutely.
It's going to be different. Normally, we would have paper forms, a copy. We'd put it on the website. People would pick them up. We're going to be sending everyone to a link on the CSFA website. On the CSFA website where they will, in a sense, fill out an online form. Then Yvonne, our scholarship coordinator for the association, will tabulate them all up, figure out what region every student and what college they go to, divvy them back to the campuses, and at that point, the campuses will make their selections that then will be taken together region by region, and then the regional reps for our association exec board will make reviews of those. So our regional rep for the LA area will get all the apps from like a different region in the state. So they're not deciding the ones all from their schools. Mm-hmm. And then send forth two names, and then we will announce winners. I think the whole timeline ends by May.
Sounds like a pretty good process there.
Yeah, it's a little slower and a little later than normal, but you know, even with an online form, as you know very well, things don't move faster always.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's some great scholarship software out there. Unfortunately, when you work for people that don't give you money, like my campus, our campus, it's a little hard to pay for some of that. But in time, we'll also be that world.
I was just going to say that one day we will be in that situation.
I hope so too, sir.
Yeah.
Now, Dana, I know you're not specifically signed up for the conference because you're so busy. But hopefully, you know, we'll get you involved this year quite a bit, as, of course, you will be involved tomorrow.
Dennis, I am so excited for the live stream. I'm excited to hear people, maybe even see them if they, you know, have their cameras on. So,
well, let's hope I'm so. Really excited. Yeah, I think we'll be able to do all of that. So we are doing, you know, this is going to be episode number 68, recorded the morning of March 2nd. That hopefully will get released before the end of the day, because I have to find time to literally switch modes on the Rodecaster mixer and then pump it out to the computer and then log it up and load it up and all that. Mm-hmm. The show notes will be easy because we don't have any news for anybody today. Sorry. I mean, the show is going to be a little bit shorter than normal, so we don't have as much news today. But if I can do all that, we'll hopefully see people tomorrow on the Zoom/live stream of the special edition of the What's Brewing CSFA show.
The What's Brewing CSFA show.
That's right.
Man, this could launch us, man.
It could, you know, you never know. You know, we should have a really good time. Hopefully people will just, you know, treat us like a radio station, you know, but with pictures.
Yeah.
And
Call in.
Yeah, call in. Tune us in between the end of the morning sessions and the start of the afternoon sessions. We'll be on a little less than an hour. Tune in before you're ready to go with your afternoon sessions, and we'll do a little recap of how the conference is going. So I'll give you an idea, Dana, of how the sessions seem to be going, if we've got any notes from our technical team about the conference. You know, about the only big difference I'll say on that is, compared to prior years where we would allow people to register on site and all that good stuff, we can't quite do that because we do use a couple different systems. So they register, you know, through the CSFA website. We got to load that data into the event platform, and then people get their links and all that good stuff. It's not quite that easy. So we did have to cut off registration, so it's going to be a little different for those people out there who didn't quite plan ahead of time. Yeah, we won't be able to squeeze them into this conference.
Okay.
But, you know, not a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. So
no, not at all, because there's always, well, Lord willing, always the next time.
Exactly. And talking about next times, let's take a little musical interlude and move into our next segment.
And And we're back for our second cup on the What's Brewing CISFA show.
Yeah, this is going to be a pretty quick second cup, it looks like.
It looks like it. You know, I didn't even ask you, what are you drinking this morning?
The last of my cold raspberry sugar-fied teas.
Yeah, because you're going to need the sugar.
Yeah. Yeah, and then hopefully I'll get something to eat as soon as all this is over, too, just because, you know, do you have this thing where, like, let's say you eat a snack, and in my case, it was my snack slash dinner, really late, that you wake up the next day hungrier than normal?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I had. I mean, I had literally, like, around 10:30, because all I had bought a pizza from a delivery kind of place, one of those that does too many commercials during the day. And so I had some of it for lunch, and then I saved the rest of it for dinner time around 6 or 7.
Okay.
But it was, you know, it was a thin crust pizza for one, and it was a small one. So it was like half of that. And then I just got hungry around like 10:30, 11.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have like these, I used to buy like a big veggie tray because I'm not going to take all the time in the world to clean up vegetables.
Yeah.
But now I get these like tinier ones. And so I had one of those. And maybe between them being vegetables, or at 11 o'clock at night, you know, like carrots and broccoli and, you know, celery sticks, stuff like that, or whatever. Yeah, I guess woke up very hungry. So I'm trying not to be hangry. There's no reason to be, as I would say, there's no reason to be hangry right now.
No, especially, sir, at the start of the conference. No, we don't want you to be hangry.
No,
we need you to be in tip-top shape here.
I hope I really am, you know. I mean,
yes,
I'm wide awake, you know, amazingly, so that's good. That's always a good sign.
A good thing.
I got over here on the left my whole day rundown. I've done most of the things, you know. We're recording right now, and I've got on my list here the next thing is all directors at 8:30. So not that anyone knows what time this exactly gets recorded. We could be doing this at 4 a.m, but that would be
You never know. You never know.
That would be, you know, I guess as we're talking about doing FAID, the Financial Aid After Dark, you know, our new podcast that will come out over the summer. We could do Financial Aid Before Dawn. What would that be like? No? That'd be like morning radio, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be like, early morning.
So we'd
have
to have some really cool sound effects and all.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Financially before. Goodness.
Okay, so if we do that, then you have to explain to my supervisor why I was offline for the rest of the day.
Yes, exactly. So you tell me, Dana, if you can get up at, let's say, 5 a.m., and then we'll record a special 1 hour with nothing but financial aid news and news of the world.
Word. Oh, my goodness.
Post it up as a podcast at, say, 6 a.m. So it's almost like getting a newspaper. Not that anyone younger than us understands what a newspaper is, but it's almost like when you get the newspaper in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sets up your day for you.
It does. Oh, man.
But then, yes, you'd have to take a nap for the rest of the afternoon.
Oh, for the rest of the day, yeah.
But think of all the work you'd get done. You know, I know way too many people that have that kind of weird kind of schedule, you know?
Oh, okay. You know,
that's why like our conference today starts at 1. Tomorrow doesn't start till 9. And the same thing on Thursday when we run 9 to 12.
Right.
But I have a friend who does billboard signs for one of the big, like Clear Channel, iHeartMedia, one of those, you know, companies. And he gets up at like 3.
Oh, wow.
Because he wants to get up and get them done as soon as he can, because that way he avoids traffic and all. Because, you know, some of those billboards hang up on top of, you know, buildings and such. So he's got to get in, got to get out.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know if you remember, Dennis, that used to be my mom's schedule.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Yeah. She used to get up at
early,
3.
Early.
Yeah. She used to get up at 3.
Oh, I gotcha.
And to catch the metro at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd get to work at 8 o'clock. And then she, you know, the same thing when she'd come home. Like, she wouldn't come home until like maybe like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I guess I don't think I could ever. I've never been the morning type of person to start with.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess don't think I could do that.
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah. She did it for a while. But yeah, before she retired. But yeah, that's hardcore.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. Well, Dana, guess what? I'm looking at the clock. Okay. We're not even going to get to a last sip today, everybody. We're going to get we're going to wrap up today's show here. But don't worry, there's a regular episode coming out at the end of the week. And for those of you attending the CISFA conference, we have a special episode for you tomorrow.
Oh, man, it's going to be so awesome.
Yes. So I want to thank my co-host, Dana, for joining us today on What's Brewing CISFA. And thank you, our audience, for tuning in.
And hey, everyone, check out the CISFA website at CISFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. And if you have something to say or you have topics you want us to discuss, email us at WBCISFA@gmail.com.
For this and all What's Brewing CISFA podcasts, find our feed through Google Podcasts at podcast.google.com. For those using Apple devices, open your podcast app and search for CISFA. You can also find our episodes at wbcisfa.podbean.com. Find us also on Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and the TuneIn app on your Amazon Echo by using Alexa.
What's Brewing CISFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of Dennis and me.
This has been episode number 68, recorded the morning of Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021. Have a great day, everyone.
And have a great week.